Good morning once again. It is 8:12 on WEOL. This is Les filling in for Bruce Van Dyke here on the WEOL morning show. Indians are in Toronto, and at 6:35 tonight, right here on WEOL, you can hear game 4 of 4 of the Indians as they face Toronto one last time in this particular round of games. And on the line, we have one of the voices of the Cleveland Indians, Mr. Jim Rosenhaus. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Jim. Good morning.
Good morning, Les.
So this is the first time the Indians have been in Canada since all this COVID stuff was going around. Besides the specifics of the games, which we're going to talk about in a second, how are they adjusting otherwise? Well, what are their thoughts?
Whose thoughts?
Oh, the Indians. Do you talk? I know you're not in Toronto right now, so I don't know. Do you talk to the guys at all, or are you guys kind of separated?
No, we have the media Zoom calls each day, so I mean, no one's really commented about that except for. For DeMarlo Hale, who's the acting manager right now, he was a part of the Blue Jays coaching staff, and he said it's definitely a little bit different than when he was there, a couple of years back, and everything was kind of normal at the time. He said definitely the city's not as crowded in terms of restaurants and things like that, and in the reality of his situation and most of the players on the team, they really just... they spend their time at the hotel, and then they go to the ballpark, which is about it. The ballpark's maybe a quarter mile away from the hotel. So it's pretty much hotel, ballpark, and they're really not allowed to do a whole lot else, which was part of, I think the initial for Canada allowing the Blue Jays to play at home again. This is the first time they've done that since the 2019 season. They had been in Dunedin, Florida for a while at their spring training site, and then they move their games to Buffalo for a while. And now just this homestand, the Indians are only the second team in there to play games in Canada. So it's definitely a little bit different, Les.
Well, Indians on this particular series of games, they won one, lost two. Obviously, we're hoping for a victory tonight. But just your overall thoughts about the games. Why are we where we are?
Well, look, the Blue Jays are one of the, I think, the best young teams in baseball, especially offensively. They roll out a lineup that is hard to deal with. And right now the Indians have some young pitching, and I think we really saw it last night with J.C. Mejia. If you don't make your pitches and change speeds and do the things that make any major league pitcher successful, this team will just torch you. Now, where they struggle a little bit, they've had some bullpen issues, and we saw that last night because the Indians were down 8-0 most of the game and ended up having the tying run at the plate in the ninth inning. So they came back against the bullpen, but it was just too much to overcome the offensive onslaught by the Blue Jays early. And that was kind of the story, too, on Tuesday night. So if you don't pitch well against Toronto, they will make you pay. It's a good young team.
So what adjustments have been made, to your knowledge, for tonight's game, the final game of the four games?
Well, it usually starts with starting pitching. If you can get a good start, then you're in good shape. And then we'll see what Tristan McKenzie can do tonight. At times he's been dominant. At other times he struggled a little bit with his control. And when that happens, that's when he has trouble. So we'll see which one we get tonight. But that... I mean, that's young pitching right there in a nutshell. It's hard to right away go to the major leagues like a Shane Bieber did and an Aaron Civale and just have success right away. Some of these young guys that they have now are learning as they go. At times, there's really good starts, and especially McKenzie. He's shown that, there's some good potential there. It's just the consistency for a young pitcher. So if they can get a good start from him, they'll be in the game.
Talking to Jim Rosenhaus, one of the voices of the Cleveland Indians. You mentioned DeMarlo Hale a moment ago. So how is the team reacting to him being acting manager? It's always different when, somebody new comes in. How are they reacting?
It is hard, Les. And, I think that's a fair statement. And it seems like they're doing well. I mean, this is a really challenging road trip. I mean, they went to Chicago first, and they're the class of the division. The Blue Jays are a team that's really battling to try and make a playoff spot with some really good young talent, and it's in Toronto where they've been itching to get back and play for a long time, and so there's a lot of emotion there in their favor. But the Indians have played good baseball, and you know, it's difficult to lose your manager, especially a Hall of Fame manager to be, which I think Terry Francona is, and I'm sure others agree. But the team has played, I think, as they would had Tito been there, which is a really good compliment to him and also the coaching staff that he has around him, led by DeMarlo Hale now. So they've played a really good baseball on this road trip, and it's a challenging trip, but I think the energy's been there. Have they made some youthful mistakes? Sure, because they did get younger through the trade deadline. But the, you know, in terms of the enthusiasm and battling back in games, things like that, that's all been there, and that's a really good sign that they've continued to play the game the way Tito would like it to be played, and that's a really good reflection on him and DeMarlo Hale, the new bench coach, or the new acting manager.
So I guess it's fair to say that when a positive culture is created, it remains, even if some of the main creators of that culture may not necessarily be there 100%.
I mean, that's fair to say. It can go the other way. I mean, we've seen that, certainly. But in this case, I think that's fair to say that the culture that Tito has set since he's been here in 2013 continues on. And we saw it last year, too, when he had to miss some time and Sandy Alomar took over the ball club. In both cases, the team has continued, you know, to play with the type of enthusiasm and mindset that Tito's created, and that's a good thing.
You know, we're about two-thirds of the way through the season, and you've talked about some of the younger players. Talk a little bit more about younger players, particularly the ones that have caught your attention.
Well, you know, they brought in Miles Straw at the trade deadline, and I think he would still be considered a younger player. But you just look for how do they handle, really more so, how do they handle the tough stretches? And, you know, you look around the diamond and first-year major leaguers last night, for instance. You had a first-year major leaguer in Bobby Bradley at first, Owen Miller at second. In the outfield, young outfielders, Bradley Zimmer and Oscar Mercado, still young in terms of experience, but all contributed to coming back in that game and making a game of it late. Most of the youth is in the starting rotation, and that's been a roller coaster because you're just not sure yet what you're getting from a lot of the different starting pitchers. But I think what you look for is how do they handle the tough stretches. And they're starting to come out on the other side in pretty good shape of that, and that's a good thing.
Well, talking a little bit about you right now, if you don't mind. Again, I'm fascinated by sports announcers because you guys make what you do look so easy. And I'm in awe. I'm gushing. Sorry. Pardon my gushing. Obviously, it's different when you are at the game versus when you are watching the game in a studio. Do you miss being there on situations like this? Because you're not in Toronto. Do you miss that energy that's there when you are right there?
100%. What a difference. And, you know, that the norm had been what we're doing in this series with Toronto for since last season. And then we had the ability to go back out on the road in early June. And that first series in Baltimore, I was like, oh, this is how it's supposed to be. And I think especially the road games, because we had done the home games as normal, you know, ever since the return to play last summer. So that wasn't, you know, there was no change there. But it's just such a difference because when you're on the road, not only do you have access to the team a little bit more, because you're traveling with them, so you can build those relationships. But when you're at the ballpark, you get the vibe of the city. You know, you know where the ballpark is, and you can talk about what's going on in the city. For instance, this past weekend in Chicago, that town was just on fire in terms of, you know, activity and people. There was a major rock concert there that drew 100,000 people a day. So that was kind of part of the narrative. Like the city had a lot of energy, and you feel that when you're there. If you're not there, like you asked at the beginning, how has it been for the players and coaches in Toronto? We have no idea, really. I mean, we talked to DeMarlo Hale a little bit, but you're not there living it, and that makes a difference that you can convey to the fans on the air when you are in the town. So it makes a huge difference aside from, you know, gosh, we probably miss a half a dozen plays a night just because of, you know, the camera can't keep up with every play, and sometimes they're showing a certain thing, and you miss where a base runner is and things like that. So it does make it challenging from that standpoint as well.
Well, that makes sense. Tonight, 6:35 p.m., you can catch the game, the final game against Toronto right here on WEOL. And, of course, tomorrow you guys are back home against the Tigers.
Yeah, exciting weekend coming up. It's Rock and Blast weekend, which is that huge fireworks show with the multimedia extravaganza behind it. So that should be a lot of fun. And the Tigers will be here for three over the weekend, 7:10 starts the next couple of nights. Then the Reds have a makeup game here Monday in the evening, and then Oakland comes in next week, and that's a really good ball club. So it'll be nice to be home and see the team and some new players and some familiar names getting some more playing time after the trade deadline, and it'll be their first home games for the Indians.
Jim Rosenhaus, appreciate you being on. You take care.
You got it, Les. Thank you.